Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother. Verse 2 says, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. This little sermon, if you can call it, come from one day I had my wife up to the doctor. And I got her into the doctor's office, and as I do most of the time, I was sitting out in the parking lot reading my little New Testament. And when I reached to get it, I can't remember exactly, but I think I opened it, and it turned to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And so it just got my attention. It's a lot realer than it is this morning while I'm trying to preach it, I can tell you that. I mean, it, just like Brother Charles said, it just got up. I mean, I just got raptured. And he began to speak to my heart, I mean, in living color. And I wished I could write good, or I'd rather have a good memory. I can't do either, okay? So anyhow, we'll just give what the Lord gives us. But you need to keep your seat now. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. And I got to thinking, you know, it's a wonderful thing that God owns His church. He identifies with His church. Now, I'm going to tell you, everything wasn't right at Corinth. But evidently there was a great church at Corinth. A great church. Have you ever read over there what kind of people that he saved in Corinth? Corinth was one of the most wicked cities in existence in Paul's time, if you got any history on it. But Paul goes over there by the divine providence of God and preaches the gospel, and men and women are saved, and a church is begun. Now Paul, as I said, he's probably at Philippi, they tell us, when he was writing this letter. But he writes and he identifies with this church. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. Or the Corinthian church. I want to tell you something, beloved. It don't have anything to do with what denomination you are. Matter of fact, I want to go a little bit further. I have been telling you over the years, we had to get rid of this name, Baptist. Now this is going to shock some of you, but just keep in your seat. We have to get rid of this name. This is an amazing thing. God's been dealing with me about this for years. I'd read it, and I'd say, Lord, what, I'm ready, whatever. Well, it'd leave my mind, and I wouldn't pursue it. Well, when I was reading in this context, and seemed like every time that I read this context here in 1 Corinthians 1 is when God really spoke to my heart about it. For some reason, he said the church of God. And that's what it was. It was God's church. The church of God. And of course, you know, we got a denomination now that's got the name, the church of God. And we won't bother with that. I think it's a great name. But what you say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that because of the absolute apostasy that's now associated with the Baptist as a whole. I'm not condemning any Baptist church. If they're God's church, fine. I'm just talking about the name tag. Beloved, I believe it's time that we drop the name Baptist. And you say, preacher, do you? No, I don't want to. I'm going to tell you right now, brother, I've been a Baptist all my life. First place I went to was the Baptist church. And listen, I've been hearing men propagating and propping up this thing all these years, preaching Baptist. And I wouldn't be nothing else. If I wasn't a Baptist, I'd be ashamed. Well, you know, Brother Allen, don't tell nobody, but I'll go under the name of Baptist, and I am ashamed. I'm ashamed to be associated with what's going on in Baptist churches all over this land. If there's ever been a false gospel, it's going on. Now, it's been in these other denominations in some respects. Not every church. I'm not passing judgment on no church. I'm passing judgment on this religious system, beloved. Listen, Do you know what the Bible says about this? Without me spending a whole lot more time, and I got a few things I want to get into, but let me give you this. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says about this. In Revelation 14, I want you to turn there. Revelation 14. Here's what he says. Revelation 14:4 says, for the sake of time, some of you that's read it's familiar. If not, you probably wouldn't get nothing out of it, no way. These are they which were not defiled. That is, these first fruits here that's being translated into the heavenly realm. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. I want you to notice what these are: they that are not defiled with women. But the Bible speaks of women, and then it speaks of a woman. Women is the harlot church. Now here's the thing. If any of you got any kind of background, I don't have any apology for the truth. I'm not trying to be hurtful or ugly. But men has preached that the harlot church is the Roman Catholic church. And it's got every bit of the symptoms in it. But I want to tell you this morning, she's got a lot of daughters. That is these women here, and the first fruits has cut all connections with this harlot church. They've broke all the ties. They've cut it off. They ain't got no tie with anything that points into this harlot. And beloved, I don't want any tie with anything that points to this harlot. You say, what are you saying, preacher? She's called the mother of harlots and abomination of all the earth. In the Bible, the mother of harlots. That's the women, plural. Yes, I believe the Roman Catholic Church is the harlot, but she's got many daughters. And I want to tell you, rank and file, this is going to be hard, but just weigh it. Rank and file, I believe her daughters as a whole, not every little individual church, but as a whole, is just as abominable as she is. When you stand up here and preach a false gospel and tell people that all they got to do is come down and pray the little prayer you tell them and shake a preacher's hand and be baptized and join up with us and you're saved for eternity, that couldn't be no fault, more false than walking down. I've never been in a Catholic church, but taking a wafer and they tell you that wafer is transcended into the body of Christ, and to take that wafer, you're eating Christ, you're being born again. There ain't a bit of difference. There ain't a bit of difference in this false gospel that's being preached. Whether it's in the Catholic Church or whether it's in the Baptist Church. It matters not. Notice, look at this in 17:5 of Revelation 17:5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. The what? The mother of the harlots and the abomination of the earth. And what does the Bible say about this? Look at 18 in chapter 4. And listen to see if you can hear this call. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partaker of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Brother, in his time, I've wrestled with this thing. I don't know why. I mean, I've wanted to do this for years. But whatever day that was, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I don't know, honey, when did I take you to the doctor? Me nor her, neither one, don't hardly know how to get out of the rain. We can't. Yeah, last week, Tuesday, I think it was. When I sat there in that parking lot, God said, it's time. It's time to move.
Thank you, my Lord.
It's time to move. And I think I know, and I've known this for I don't know how long. I think I know the name. Now, Sister Lane, I wish she wasn't in here because this curiosity will kill you. I'm not going to tell you what the name is. As Brother Bolden would say, to be continued. But listen, Brother, time has come. And I don't like the thoughts of going through all this change. But beloved, I want to cut all the ties with the abomination of the earth. I want to cut all the ties with religion. But I don't know, but I think, oh yes, I do know. I am the spokesman. I do speak for all of us. I speak for us. That is the true church here this morning. We want to follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. And beloved, I don't believe we can follow Him and continue to be attached and identified with the harlot. That's the abomination of all the earth. How sad. No, I'm not going to do you that bad. I can already see Sister getting worried. Here's what I believe the Lord wants us to name. And I've had this in my heart for 2 or 3 years. Weighing it. Christ's Church of Stark. I've weighed it and tossed it around. Christ's Church of Stark. Not Christ's Church at Stark. Now you say, why, preacher? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you. Because that would sound like we're thinking we're exclusive. Christ Church at Stark. The only one. I'm not saying that. But Christ Church of Stark. Beloved, I'm interested in being Christ Church. I want to be identified with Christ Church. You say, well, what's wrong with what 1 Corinthians called? One thing. If we took Church of God, it's already got a stigma with it. It's already got a background. It's already got a testimony or what have you that's already associated with it. But Christ Church, and by the way, you remember what the Bible says? Christ what? Loved the church and gave Himself for it. Who owns the church? Christ. Who brought the church into existence? Christ. Christ Church. Now, I know that was maybe kind of sprung on you. I didn't. Hey, and by the way, I didn't plan it either. In fact, I wrestled with the Lord for 2 or 3 days if it was the time was right. And I believe it is.